A woman who has lost her husband is what?
Is a widow.
Do you know a term for a woman whose husband has run off and left her? If her husband has just left her, what would she be?
She'd be a grass widow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Instead of a sod widow.
Yeah, if he died, she's a sod widow.
Yeah.
What did you call your father?
Of late years, we referred to him as Dad, but when he was living, we called him Daddy.
Mm-hmm. And what did you call your mother?
Mama.
Okay. What about your grandfather? What did you call them?
I didn't know them.
Okay. How about your grandmother?
Called Grandma.
All right. What is the thing that you would put a baby in on wheels and it can lie down? And there's a cover to protect it from the sun?
Yeah. Well, of course, we call them, and it's really not, we call them baby carriages, but it's not quite a baby carriage. A baby carriage is a wicker thing.
Oh, really?
Mm. And, I noticed that you're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't call a name.
I would have said baby carriage too.
Yeah.
Well, if you put the baby in the carriage, you'd say you're going to go out and do what?
Roll it, just walk.
All right. Okay. If a woman is expecting a baby, what would you say? She's what?
She's expecting.
Any other way you might say that?
She's pregnant.
Is there any old-fashioned way? Or a joking way?
No, I think that's about good.
Okay. If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for would be a
midwife. Mm-hmm.
And if a boy looks like his father, you'd say he does what?
Resembles his.
Okay. And suppose he acts like his father, then you'd say he
carries on like his father.
Okay. If a mother has looked after three children, you'd say she has. She's taken care. Pardon?
Triplets.
Well, she's taken care of three children, not necessarily triplets, but what has she done to those children? What do you say parents do to their children? Would you say reared or raised or brought up or?
Most people say raised, but the correct word is reared.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you had a naughty child, you would say you're going to get a.
I'm going to tell your paw.
Well, and then what'll paw do to you?
You give you. You get a good rap. And the place that the Lord made for you to get.
Anything else you might call it other than a good rap? Suppose it were with a switch, what would that be?
Well, switches and things. My mother's favorite disciplinary instrument was a hairbrush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was smart.
Yeah.
What did she call it when she beat you with a hairbrush? She was giving you a what?
Just give me a whack.
Just a whack? Okay. What would you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Bastard.
All right. Any joking name for that? Hmm? Any joking names?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Your brother's son would be your...
nephew.
Mm-hmm. And a child that's lost its mother and father is...
orphan.
And it's looked after by its legal
guardian.
Okay. And if you had a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say this town is full of my
kinfolk.
All right. And if there was somebody else who had the same family name as you, but actually was not one of your family, you would say he's no
kin to me.
Mm-hmm. Good. And if somebody came into town that nobody had seen before, you'd say he's just a
stranger.
Okay. Suppose he came from another country.
He'd be a foreigner.
Would you ever call him a foreigner if he came from this country?
No.
Not even in joking?
No.
Okay. What was the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
All right, and there's another woman's name beginning with M, George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And there's an old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines. It's a nickname for Helen, beginning with an N.
I don't know.
The song is Wait Till the Sun Shines, da-da.
That's a weakness of mine. I do not know much about it.